This was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
I swear that was random.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, May the 26th. It's Memorial Day, 7:07 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Give us a call. Memorial Day, tell us your memories. Tell us about someone in your family who served. KCNR 1460 is our chat room, and we're streaming live on that. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And greetings and happy Decorations Day, as it was originally referred to.
Yeah, it came from the Civil War time frame. Hey, thank you for your service, Bob.
And thank you for yours.
And Linda, good morning.
Well, good morning. Actually, it was Decoration Day. That's absolutely correct, Bob. It is a federal holiday in the United States for remembering the men and women who died while serving in the country's armed forces. We'll be paying tribute and honor all day long and sharing with you yesterday's movie, which was at the Cascade.
Carnegie.
We're going to talk to you about some of the Memorial Day events that are going to be, that are happening today, one of which we definitely will be attending. Carl will be speaking at 11 a.m. in Anderson. And if you're wondering about the weather, it's currently 62, mostly sunny today, with temperatures around 93. Definitely sunblock day. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 55. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, also wonderfully... They honor our veterans by giving them discounts. So important. I think that more and more we ask businesses, do you give veteran discounts? And I think that that's lovely. Locally owned and operated, Shasta Gas Propane.
You know, one of the, you know, a lot of things are happening today. A lot of things happen over the weekend. Let's talk about the, you know, but one thing let's talk about is Memorial Day. It's not the start of summer. Though a lot of people begin to believe that it's the start of summer. But it's a day to honor those who gave their lives for our country, who sacrificed it all for our country. The number of people that have served, I believe that said, I saw on the Record Searchlight today, 80% of those over 80 had served in the armed forces. And it makes sense, World War II. And then it's dropped down, and I think then the national average was, is something like 17%, but only 7% of those under 24 have served. So as time goes on, it'll be less and less. The draft isn't here, so it is a, you know, it's a professional armed forces that people enlist. They know what's going to happen when they enlist. It's, oh my gosh, I just had to enlist, and I had no, you know, I had no, had no other choice. Well, that's not true. Only 80, you know, of all of the young men and women who try to enlist, they're only taking like about 20%. So, but this is the day to remember why this this day is being remembered and why it's being celebrated as Memorial Day, not just a 3-day weekend.
Well, according to some of the things that they talk about, this was a Decoration Day and originated after the American Civil War to commemorate the Union and Confederate soldiers who died in the war. Well, by the 20th century, Memorial Day had been extended to honor all Americans who have died while in the military service. It typically marks the start of the summer vacation season, while Labor Day marks its end. So today, many people visit cemeteries, memorials, particularly to honor those who have died in military service. Annual Decoration Days for particular cemeteries are held on a Sunday in late spring or early summer in some rural areas of the American South, notably in the mountains. In cases involving a family graveyard where remote ancestors as well as those who are deceased more recently are buried, this may take on a character of of an ancestors, as well as those who were, you know, extended family reunion to. I just skip lines.
I know.
Because it's Monday. But, you know, there's no. Anyway, so they, you know, potluck meal and all that. But Memorial Day is not to be confused with Veterans Day. Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving, while Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military everywhere.
There you go. That was what you're getting to.
That's what I was trying to get to, but I skipped a line.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Darn that Wikipedia and these bifocal glasses I'm trying to get used to. Anyway, on a serious note, yesterday, do you want to talk about Cornegal?
Yeah, but I'm going to talk about – yeah, we have time. Cornegal, of course, was the movie. It was a follow-up to Restrepo. Restrepo was an award, Academy Award-nominated movie, documentary, about an outpost, a combat outpost in Afghanistan. And the story of young men who were there and were fighting that battle. They were a platoon from the one of the Ranger, 173rd Ranger or Airborne Regiment. And the and they were – this was their place. This is where they lived for a year. So, I mean, they would bring them in and out, and but for the main part, this is where they were at. It was an extremely tough, tough position. The terrain was horrendous, up and down. The people weren't friendly. You know, they were caught in the middle between Taliban and Americans. So they had to walk a pretty thin line. The bottom line, though, is that Restrepo was named after one of their medics there that was killed early on in the fighting. And what it was, and then it showed their lives there for that year. Cornegal, which is, and Restrepo was in the Cornegal Valley in Afghanistan, was a follow-up to this by the producer, Juergens. And he dedicated this to his partner who was killed the next year in Syria doing filming there. But what it did was it took a lot of the film that was unused in Restrepo, and it changed it, and they talked to some of the people afterwards. And essentially what it is the impact on these young men for that year and what they were thinking of, where they were now after the war. After they had come home. And so we were lucky enough to have Tad Donahoe Jr., mm-hmm. who was in Restrepo as one of the young soldiers, and he's also in this movie too. But Tad has come home. He's a Redding native, and he came home. He came home alive and well. Well, when we say well, we say alive and healthy. Physically, but as he says, he has his problems with afterthoughts, with the thoughts of what had happened there. That, you know, I guess you could call it post-traumatic stress, as have a lot of other people that have come through here. But he also talks how he walked through it. So he's going to school at Shasta College, and Tad joined me on the stage yesterday for about 30 minutes. And he answered questions about the movie, but also then there were statements made by veterans there about seeking help, about what they did, how they waited 30 years, and how the VA here in town is good. Even though the VA, as you get higher and further away from the clinics, it gets worse and worse and worse, and we'll talk about that in a while. Overall, the movie was very, very dramatic, very touching. The some people like Restrepo better than this one. And, you know, one of the patrons came out and said she was crying and cried afterwards. It has a tremendous impact. And you can look at that. And they had close-ups and they were talking to the young soldiers and the impact it has on them. And almost every one of them said the same thing, though. If they could get on a plane and go back tomorrow and be with their combat buddies, they would do that. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
It's Fairlicious at the Shasta District Fair, opening Wednesday, June 11th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park KRCR TV Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands and FMX riders in the grandstand. Be sure to catch the free prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday is Senior Day with free admittance 62 and over with the Doo-Wah riders performing in the grandstand. Friday, country music's Chris Gardner Band performs in the grandstand, and Saturday it's auto racing and the legalized road rage of the annual Destruction Derby, plus hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 10th. The Shasta District Fair opening June 11th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
What I have to say, you find yourself a young Marine for each and every day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. You might want to pull that one out. You never can tell what that's going to be. You can never tell where that one's going to end up at.
Carl, you notice where my head was.
I know. You can never tell when you start chants like that. Yourself a young Marine for each and every day. Yeah. Yeah. Or not so young. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. You know, you're going to hear a lot of that today because it's Memorial Day, and we pay tribute to our veterans. We love our veterans here.
I bet you there'll be a lot of people riding the Harleys today. And one of the things you did, you got your Harley out and worked on. And what was nice was after, you know, I did the closet cleaning on Saturday. It was one of the first few days off we've had in a long time. Carl worked on his Harley. I worked on my closet, which meant that I'd take the spring and the winter out. I gave a lot of stuff away. And what was nice about that is that, you know, believe it or not, just that was a lot of physical exercise. And it felt good to fall into my bed. I was so happy to be in my Sleep Number bed. And I changed my setting. So my new Sleep Number setting is 45 with our Sleep Number bed. And I just enjoy this deep sleep that we're getting.
Well, my Sleep Number setting is 40. And it is after working, you know, pulling Harley around and cleaning up outside and everything we did. And being able just to go to sleep quickly and easily, and you can do that on your Sleep Number because, you know, clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. It contours to your neck and shoulders. And not only that, but the dual air technology, Linda can have her little 45.
I can do my own thing.
I have my 40. And we know which one Elk Killer likes better. 45 is over there. Anyway, if you you know, how much is a good night's sleep worth? Made in America, guaranteed. Our sleep number beds been rated by Consumer Reports as the number one bed. How do you get one? Well, you head on down to Target Shopping Center. Now is the time to do it because this is a huge Memorial
Day. Having a big sale.
Day weekend savings. Mm-hmm. Where all beds are on sale starting at just $649.99 for a C2 Queen mattress. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Over to the left behind McDonald's is the Sleep Number store. See Brian or Janice and give them a call. 223-2300. Sleep Number. Okay.
Let's talk about a few of the Memorial Day events, as promised. We'll mention this a few times for the show.
Right.
Again, there's the Veteran of Foreign Wars post 9650. That's at Anderson at 11 a.m. today.
If you want to hear me speak, I'll be there.
It's really, first of all, if you've never been there before, it's a very cool little cemetery.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I know that sounds funny, but, you know, there's beauty in cemeteries, a place of peace and rest and... we have some beautiful cemeteries here in the North State. There's also an 11 a.m. Service at the cemetery off Continental Street. That's the Reading Memorial Park. A procession from McDonald's Chapel to the park's River Vista Mausoleum will be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance presented by a Boy Scout troop. And then the Burney Cemetery at 11 a.m. as well. Now, tonight at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery Program, they're at 5:55, there will be an IGO, includes a flyover, speeches, music, and POW MIA remembrance. That's today. Now, this Friday, Veterans Memorial Grove at Reading Civic Auditorium, there will be a ceremony at the Grove for the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. And that will have Don Mangrum, a former Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and a complimentary lunch will be served afterwards. That happens at 11 a.m. on Friday.
Now, things that are closed today, government. Well, that could be good or bad.
Trash.
Yeah, it's right after government is the trash. All routes are going to be a one day late. So when you put your trash out last night like I did?
No.
I did.
Waiting for the bear.
Yeah, it'll be picked up. It'll be picked up tomorrow.
What about this?
The bus. Well, here, you want to read it?
No, go ahead.
The RABA. All the buses are going to be running. Mail no delivery. Schools are closed. Commerce banks are closed. Most retail stores are open. Movie theaters are open, and the Record Searchlight is closed. So, there you go. Now, what was that thing you had there about the?
About the White House?
White House, yes.
Okay.
First of all, let's put it back. You remember when this one agent's name was compromised by somebody in the White House, and they didn't get him for compromising the name. They got him for lying about it. And, you know, what's his name? Scooter or something or other. Anybody has a name like Scooter probably deserves to have something done. If he's a guy, yes. If he's a guy and he's 40-something years old and he's still doing stuff in the White House or stuff like that. Scooter, you know, right there, right away, you have to be aware of this.
You know what? Nicknames carry through life,
right.
And you know.
Anyway, so but the Obama administration went full bore on this one.
Seems the White House accidentally blew the cover of the top CIA officer in Afghanistan Saturday when his name and title were released in an email sent to reporters who travel with President Obama on his surprise visit to Bagram Airfield. The CIA officer's identity was released as part of a list of U.S. officials who were attending a military briefing with Obama at Bagram, the Washington Post reported. The individual was identified as Chief of Station, a term used for the top spy in a country. The White House recognized the error and issued a revised list that did not include the official's name.
Bit late.
Yes, it was a day later.
The list was sent in an email to reporters traveling with Obama to Afghanistan and then further distributed in a pool report to reporters not taking part in the trip.
Yeah,
can you believe that? That means including members of foreign press agencies in all more than 6,000.
Al Jazeera. I wonder if that was on Al Jazeera.
Could be. Hello. Yeah. 6,000 people were sent the initial pool report that included the CIA officer's identity.
You know what?
If this wasn't so sad.
Save us from the amateurs.
Sad. Hey, you know what? But
If these guys had been in charge during World War II, we'd be speaking Japanese.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is that Obama, and here's Obama, and I almost feel it for President Obama. I really do. Goes over Memorial Day. He sneaks in, not sneaks in, it's a surprise, it's not a sneak, it was a surprise visit to the troops in Afghanistan. Yahoo, good on you. I mean that. Good on President Obama. However, when the White House has to make an announcement, no, this didn't have anything to do with the VA scandal of veterans dying because of the shoddy treatment given to them by the VA and how it's hit the, how the proverbial cow poo has hit the fan. And they're talking about, that more and more people are calling for Shinseki to step down. And Obama saying, oh, no, it wasn't his fault. He only had 6 years to fix this. And so you get there. So he goes over and he's telling these young men and women, these men and women, not all young, we're here to support you. And all they're seeing in the paper is that you go home, you don't get treatment. And if it's even worse, Doug LaMalfa had a speech that I've seen, and I'm sure a lot of you have seen, that said, it's not just getting on that private list. In Oakland, they're making it so hard, you can't get on the list to get on the list. This is ridiculous. They're finding, they've got photos of thousands of records dating back years stuck in broom closets. Down the corridor from the head of the VA in Oakland.
You have to go back. That takes years to go back and find out why and who. Why would you stick?
Because they get paid bonuses. And the guys the woman in Phoenix got a $9,000 bonus for doing such good work. Yeah, doing such good work of hiding things. And this is not a surprise, my friends. I just want to keep going over this. This wasn't a surprise. This was briefed to President Obama in 2008. Things like this were going on. Now, what was done? He gave Shinseki, put him in there. Well, Shinseki is a veteran, a hero from a four-star general. But yet some people aren't meant to do things. Maybe he wasn't meant to do this. I heard today who they ought to put in charge of it was General Maddox of the Marine Corps, Mad Dog Maddox, the one that says, please, I beg of you, don't fight us, because if you do, I will kill every one of you. I mean, he says this to the elders out there in Afghanistan. I don't want to fight. I want to be your friend. I want to help you. But if you fight me, I will kill you. So, I mean, so put Mad Dog Maddox in charge of this and say, Mad Dog,
the heads are going to roll.
Mad Dog, fix this. And guess what happens? Whoa, it gets fixed. And you know what? Maybe it's time to bring in a hammer and fix the VA.
The carrot.
It's a time to bring in the hammer.
Carrot's not working, time for the stick, right?
Well, it is. It's gone beyond that. It's gone beyond that where people are waiting, where they take their names and they deny them and deny them so that they will accept lesser things. And then and when they try to go back, they just hold it and hold it and hold it. This is at the higher levels. Again, our VA clinic here is outstanding. And they're adding more and more to it. In fact, right now the VA is saying, well, these veterans now can go out to private hospitals and the private, care providers. Oh, really? Oh, now you're saying that. Well, you know what? You wouldn't have said it if all this hadn't broken like this. Hadn't broken out there and put egg on the face of the VA. It's time for Shinseki to step down. Bring in somebody that's going to stir up the pot. Give him the power to fire or demote people in a higher position so he can get people that can work, get them up into the new positions. You do that in private business. Why can't you do it in the government? Oh, unions? Here's what you can do with your unions. Get rid of those people, demote them, and then here's the other part to it. Is that you've got all these people that need help. So, and then but the House of Representatives said, okay, we just passed a bill that says it's going to be easier for you to fire or demote these people, suspend them, get them out of the way. And what did the Senate do? Oh, they put it on hold. We need to look at this. We need to really read this because we need to understand what it is. It's a 2.5-page document. We really need to study this. Yeah. You need to study this. A 2.5-page document. You passed Obamacare, 2,843 pages in a week, and none of you knew what was in it, and you just passed that one. So what do you need to pass? What's it take so long to pass a 2.5-page document that just says, which the president himself says, he needs help in being able to reduce and get rid of these people. Here it is in our Senate, led by the Democrats. Need I say more? We'll be right back right after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 14-6. We're going to have some philosophy.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. On the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. It's Memorial Day. Well, Memorial Day's Friday, but people celebrate it today. May the 26th. 7:33 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements. Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free, of course, and any type of nutritious and good food you could possibly imagine. All at Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Let's go to the phones. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Carol.
Linda.
Carol? Hey, Carol?
Carol, is there something you're not telling us?
Linda, hey, you know how just before you fall asleep, you get those brilliant ideas? And last night, the brilliant idea entered my little brain about if we took all the federal officials, the president and Congress and all those elected people, and put them on the VA medical system. And if we did that, they'd straighten that thing up right away.
I think it'd be fixed tomorrow. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's because, you know what, it's easy to pay lip service to the VA. You know, we love our veterans. We love our veterans as they take away, as they triple the cost of their copays and under TRICARE. And, they're cutting back on their, and they try to cut back on cost of living. I mean, everything. I mean, it's just, yeah, we love our veterans. We love them. Oh, yeah, let them fight for us. But, oh, yeah, when they get home, who cares? Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Sure.
Hey, we've got with us, Jay, the yellow cab philosopher.
Top of the morning to you.
So what's the latest from the streets?
Oh, just, you know, people. You know, lately, I talked to you, last time I spoke to you, we were talking about the possibility of making a little shanty town for the homeless.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was in the paper yesterday, too.
Oh, I missed that. But,
oh, yeah. They're talking about 18 to 19 homes of 100, was it 120 square feet or something?
What did they call them back in the Depression? Hoovervilles? During the Great Depression.
Yeah, Hoovervilles. Yeah. Anyway.
There we go.
So what are you thinking about that now?
Well, you know, like I told you the other day.
Obamavilles.
Obamavilles. Like I was telling you the other day, with the limited resources of the police departments, the various departments, and the lack of room in the jail, frankly, people understand that it's a catch and release system right now. You have to do something fairly heinous in order to be kept. So we're dealing with a lot of people trying to get away with stuff lately. And I only foresee that kind of problem and drugs and that sort of thing over there.
What do you think about a homeless camp though? This homeless camp they're saying is for people that are really having problems. They can, you know, it's not necessarily drug people, but my gosh. How can you tell?
Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
On paper, I agree with it. Sure, these people need a spot, a safe place to camp, a place that they're not breaking the law. That'd be great. But we all know what's going to happen. You're going to have a bunch of people who do drugs or who are going to prey upon the ones who aren't. It's just going to be a mess. It's unfortunate, but the minority is going to mess it up for the majority.
Well, you know,
assuming, of course, there is a majority who aren't on drugs.
Well, here's what it is to me is that, okay, you've got 20 of these houses someplace, and where you're going to put them, I'm not sure. But here's the thing is, who's going to police it? Who's going to clean up the trash? Who's all, you know, I mean, they went up and said studied these, but the ones they've studied, they've shut down also. They've tried this before and shut them down because it's just, and then you've got, okay, we're housing the homeless. I mean, how many other homeless are going to hear this and say, oh, they're housing the homeless up in Reading. Let's go up there. Yeah, or they're Reading already gives out so much neat stuff, which is why we have people here. But when you start putting that there, but you know what? Here I am. I am making these assumptions without talking to the two guys that are going to do it. We're trying to get a hold of Christian. I'm not sure what his last name is, but which is kind of an appropriate name, Christian. And
I think it's a nice idea.
I think the idea is
there's so much problems with the implementation.
Who's going to pay? Who's going to pay for the sewage? And I mean, all this. I mean, they're saying, oh, it'll all be privately funded. Really?
By whom?
Really?
By whom?
It has to be like hundreds of thousands of dollars to do that. And I'm not sure what it means. Okay, what's our next thing?
Well, we accept credit cards.
Oh,
we've been doing that for quite a while now.
Cool.
You know, you use a square, do you?
Yeah, you just do one of the sliders?
It's similar, but it's better than a square.
Don't talk to him. Talk to us.
Oh, sorry.
You can answer him, but don't talk to him.
Bob, yeah, I'm sorry, Bob. I'm not allowed to talk to you anymore.
You can answer Bob. Don't look at Bob because then your words
that's
go
all right.
toward Bob.
Linda's a lot more fun to look at than Bob anymore. But
I don't know. Have you looked at Bob lately?
When he did shave that beard, I don't know.
Everybody's loving that. So, when you go in and somebody, you know, has a debit card, what do they do? Because a lot of people just do debit cards now. They don't want to carry cash.
And we've actually been pushing – I was pushing that pretty hard for a while. And we did a lot of research making sure we didn't get into a bad deal because there's a lot of ways you can get burned. And
yes.
Carl referred us to some people. And
oh,
unfortunately,
cool.
what they had didn't go with the kind of smartphone we had.
Oh.
So we ended up going through North Valley Bank Merchant Services.
Cool. North Valley Bank's good, too.
And they have treated us very well over there. Give a shout-out to Ricky Lynn and Dave and the others.
One of our sponsors, been our sponsors for a long time.
Fantastic.
We like North Valley Bank.
We're very happy with them. The service has been wonderful. We're able to now accept it. And to be honest, a lot of people knew before that we didn't take cards. So what they do is they do a long run, and then they hand you a card and look at you like, ha-ha-ha, gotcha.
Yeah.
And especially if it was a credit card, you had no way to take it into an ATM or something. Yeah. So you were SOL, shucks out of luck.
Yep.
So
shucks out of luck. That's some pure class there, folks.
We're on radio. I don't want them to push the
button. No, shucks out of luck. I like that.
But at any rate, now we can accept it all. I remember the first time when we first had the card, one of those people tried it on me.
Mm-hmm.
I just pulled it out and ran the swipe, and she had this look like, they're on to me.
So Yellow Cab, and what's your phone number, sir?
222-1234. That's the dispatch. And for myself personally, it's 510-0651.
0651-510-0651, because you like to have those personal – you like to have the personal touch with Jay.
And, of course, like let's say you're at the – let's just say, for instance, you're having barbecuing with some friends. You know, there was recently an incident with a guy who was a Fox anchor – who was at the airport and must have been on some kind of new medication or whatever.
Or just
and
drinking.
Had one cocktail because they were watching him. One cocktail, and he got really weirded out.
Of course they were watching him. He's from Fox. He's on a watch list.
But my point being is that you can start a medication, and especially in the heat. If someone's on a medication, some kind of medication, or maybe they've added something, they've been on something forever, and then they've added something else, it can be an herb or a vitamin, and I'm not talking about the herb you smoke. I'm talking about just some kind of new thing that you implement into your body because you think it's supposed to be good for you. And that just sort of throws off your chemistry.
Yeah.
Have a few cocktails in the heat. Do not. We need to drive home what it takes, what happens if you get a DUI.
Let me give you a warning here. You know, they talk about the limit being 0.08. That doesn't mean anything. You could be 0.03 and they'll get you with a wet and reckless. If you've had anything to drink, do not drive or you can be charged.
Wet and reckless?
It's called wet and reckless. It's not the same as a DUI, but for all intents and purposes, it has almost all the same effects. You can lose your license. You can deal with all the fees and the classes and the breathalyzer cars you have to put into your car system for driving it.
Well, how can they do that? But how can that happen if you haven't been drinking? I mean, if you've only had like a beer.
Wet and reckless. They can get you for wet and reckless. That's all they have to do. You do not have to be 0.08. It's happened to a lot of people because people
wasn't that a bar in Miami?
I have no idea, but this is the first time hearing of this, and this is so important. I mean, we're shining a light on it today. It's Memorial Day. This is the day typically people will go out.
There's going to be
There's a lot of cocktails and tequila and wine and beer that go around with today's events.
Do not drive. I don't do it. Part of it is because that's my entire business and how I provide for my family.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm just telling you, if you've had anything to drink – and it hasn't been seven or eight hours.
And they pull you over for a reason, too. I mean, you know, it could be as if you're swerving.
And you're a 0.03, they'll get you with wet and reckless.
There you go.
And, it makes sense. They need that versatility to keep us safe. I understand it. It's just a lot of people don't understand the rules or how it works and until it's too late.
Well, you had a mimosa yesterday, and you didn't want to drive. I mean, you didn't even drink the whole thing.
No.
Yeah.
It was a strong mimosa, too. But Carl said, you drive. I said, no, I felt not loopy, but I felt an effect. I don't even know how to explain that. Just like a nip.
Okay.
I had a nip
now,
and
we
the
just
nip
got a, we got a couple
me.
We got a couple more minutes left here. Jay, what's new on the street?
Well,
where's that music?
Dun, dun, dun. Don't drive.
Dragging your knuckles down the alley.
you know, just folks trying to get by, you know, with gas prices going higher, you know, my wife just told me that carne asada is now $6 a pound.
Carne asada is?
Yeah, it used to be real cheap, something you can eat cheaply.
Yeah, like $3.
Yeah, $3 a pound. Now it's $6.
Well, beef is the highest it's ever
been.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, the state of California and Mr. Obama for raising all the gas taxes and everything like this and then getting ready to add that cap and trade on. You think it's bad now. What else?
Well, you know, prices are going up. Gas is about $4 a gallon. So people are basically just trying to hunker down and get through it right now. And plus, of course, summertime, everything gets more expensive anyway. So it's just one of those deals where I think we've talked about this before
right.
in the past. You know, things aren't necessarily getting better in a lot of ways, but people are acclimating. They're finding ways that they can still have fun. They can still do things, but in a humbler, less expensive way yeah. than in years past. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's say this. Maybe you don't want to drive your car, so you call Jay, and they get you from spot to spot, and you don't have to crank up the car.
Yeah.
And it's probably cheaper to take it, if you live here in town, to take it like to the Cascade or downtown someplace, okay. drop you off.
When you consider the expense of a vehicle,
yes.
gas yeah. prices, upkeep, tires, not to mention repairs, payments, insurance. I mean, unless you drive it a lot, you really are better off just taking a cab or other ways.
Yeah.
Although I'm naturally plugging for cabs.
Cabs. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Well, it's the, you
Jay,
know,
the,
we know.
Jay, the yellow cab philosopher.
I really Thank appreciate you, so much. You letting me come on.
Absolutely.
We have you on
We've been a fan of yours and your good heart. Since the very beginning.
And likewise, you have a wonderful thing going on here.
Thank you so much.
Have a great Memorial Day. Be careful.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking.
We're playing tax.
We're going to be talking about the Shasta Caverns when we come back. They're celebrating a milestone birthday. And when you think about what do we do in Reading? Where do we take the family? Well, maybe you can take a yellow cab.
What's that number one more time?
222-1234.
Coming back, we have Matt Doyle. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Fairlicious at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 11th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park KRCR-TV Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands and FMX riders in the grandstand. Be sure to catch the free prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday is senior day with free admittance 62 and over with the Doo-Wah riders performing in the grandstand. Friday, country music's Chris Gardner Band performs in the grandstand, and Saturday it's auto racing and the legalized road rage of the annual Destruction Derby, plus hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 10th. The Shasta District Fair opening June 11th, the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Have you ever wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? Well, ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families. Lives going from bad to worse. Nowhere to turn. No one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed, and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives and opens the door to a brighter future.
We've all become familiar with the lack of representation from our federal and state government, but shouldn't it be different with our local officials?
Hi, I'm Butch Schaefer, running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 5. If you're frustrated with the lack of response and representation from your local government official, with your vote, I will change that. I will work to streamline county fees to make new jobs available through small businesses, not more government, and increase safety through law enforcement and fire protection.
On the 3rd of June, I'm voting for Butch Schaefer for Supervisor District 5. Hi, I'm Gary Cressy. I've lived and worked in the Reading area since 1952. I've never met a more qualified candidate than Butch Schaefer. 12 years on the City Council in Anderson, 3 terms as mayor, 15 years on the Anderson Fire District Board, former president of the California State Marshals Association, currently on the Anderson Union High School School Board. Ethics and honesty are Butch Schaefer's rules of life. Please vote for Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5. Thank you.
I'm Butch Schaefer, a man of the people, asking for your vote for Supervisor District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
Looking for a great car wash in Redding? You'll be more than happy with Tavan Car Wash at 1803 Hilltop, right next to Applebee's. They have a long history of providing quality exterior car washes since 1976. Tavan gently pre-washes your vehicle, and then they add that personal touch with a careful towel dry. Get the quality service you deserve by a friendly hometown crew who've worked there over 25 years. Want to be treated like family? Go to Tavan today.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 62 degrees out there, going up to 90 today on Memorial Day. 7:50 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Great jewelry, great prices, only trained watch repairmen in the city, or in the area, I guess I should say. So if you've got a watch that you need to have repaired, take it down and see Leonard and his associates at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750.
All right, with us this morning is Matt from the Shasta.
Doyle?
Yeah, Matt Doyle from the, I wanted to say Doyle, but it's Doyle. From Shasta Caverns, and welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, Carl and Linda.
And thank you, and happy Memorial Day. And
yes.
What does Memorial Day mean for you?
Well, being a veteran, it's something near and dear to my heart. It's I think it's overlooked as far as mainstream society. It's just another three-day weekend. Barbecues, yes, we have the flags. For me, it's something a little bit more personal. For fallen brothers and sisters, for the families that have made up sacrifices over the years. So it's very near and dear. But at the same time, I do enjoy the fact that these people can enjoy what's going on. They can enjoy the barbecues, this, because of our veterans.
Thank you so much for your service. And
thank you.
And I didn't know that. So that's like, wow, how cool is that? I'm glad I asked. Well, but we've got something really special. We have a jewel here in Reading that it's just like a lot of people, they'll say, oh, gee, I've never been, you know, to here. I've lived here for all my life, and I've never been here. So now we're talking about the caverns, the Shasta Caverns. We've got a special birthday coming up. Tell us what's happening.
That's correct. May 30th, or this coming Friday, is going to be our 50th anniversary. We opened business May 30th, 1964. A lot has changed since then, but we are planning on having a huge celebration. As a matter of fact, you just mentioned that we get that quite a bit. Oh, I've lived here for X number of years, and I haven't been up there. Well, what we're trying to do is get those people that are constantly saying that to come up there and visit the caverns. On the 50th anniversary, we're going to have half-price admission. So it's going to be $12 for each adult and $7 for juniors ages 3 through 15. Not only that, but even though it's our celebration, our anniversary, really we couldn't become the place that we are without the local community. So it's almost a celebration of the local community, the lake. So we are going to have houseboats up there from several of the marinas, Holiday Harbor, Shasta Marina, Jones Valley, Silverthorn, and quite a few others, Bridge Bay as well, that they're going to come up, bring their houseboats. So that way there's people can have an open house of a houseboat. It's probably been a while then that anybody's been on there, so they can go ahead and take a look at them. Not only that, but Shasta Lake's not just a place of fun and family fun and activities. It's also ingenuity and being innovative. We have Jetivator that is going to be coming up and doing a demonstration, several demonstrations for us, which is going to be real interesting. If anybody has ever seen that, it is amazing watching the Jetivator hover above, you know, 15 to 20 feet above the lake.
Well, would you please tell me what the Jetivator is? I mean, that when you're saying Jetivator, I'm like, what?
The local area, there's two very unique items. One's called the Sea Breacher. It's the dolphin-looking personal watercraft. And the second one is the Jetivator. The Jetivator is basically the hydro pack.
Wow.
Which propels you up in the air, and you can do flips. And it's basically where you're hovering up above the water instead of just riding on it. So it's really unique.
So all this stuff is going on for the 50th, which is on the 30th.
That's correct.
The 50th on the 30th.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the Shasta Caverns themselves. You were telling me before you came on the air a statistic that I thought was quite interesting because, again, you think about what it is to, you know, the caverns are in the earth. So when you're going this, you're actually going inside the earth for this cave that was found, which is called cavern because of what?
Well, we're a very unique operation. Although we are members of the National Caverns Association, I've been through well over 50 caves in the entire United States, and they're all different. They're kind of like fingerprints. Each one has its own unique item. For us, it's actually several items. We're the only cave in the entire world that has a boat ride and a bus ride associated with it because we are geographically landlocked. Once you get over to the cave side of the lake, it's a peninsula, and the closest road is 10 miles north. It's completely unattached, so we are in pristine environment. We see wildlife consistently, from black bears to black-tailed deer. Of course, we get the almighty fierce gray squirrels. Those are real fun,
too. Oh, yeah.
And, but unlike most caverns where you descend down into them, we start our tour. It's about roughly, well, right now, about 900, 950 feet above the surface of the lake level, offering some of the best, most spectacular views of Shasta Lake that you can possibly get. And it's about a quarter mile in length, and you actually travel up through the caverns. Of course, coming out, you get some pristine views, some that are just completely unmatched. If anybody out there is on Facebook, you can hop on Facebook, find Lake Shasta Caverns, and you'll see some amazing pictures. And this is not only pictures that we take, but pictures that our guests take as well.
Fantastic. Okay, so give us that website again.
It's the Lake Shasta Caverns Facebook page. We have roughly about 2,100 people following us.
Okay.
Not only that, but we do have lakeshastacaverns.com.
That's it, the website.
Exactly.
Right.
Lakeshastacaverns.com. As well as LakeShastaDinnerCruises.com, which, of course, we are a part of as well. And it also, we from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the 50th, we will be having free samples of the Lake Shasta Dinner Cruise cuisine.
Ooh.
So, yeah, we have a number of events going on, free face painting for the kids. It's going to be a real blast.
What time does the event start? On the 30th.
We are actually extending tours on that day. Normally, we run every half an hour from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on that day, but we're extending hours two more hours out. So from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Wow.
Every half an hour, come up, join the fun, because it is going to be on a Friday. We are a family attraction. See, we want the people, we want the school children to come out and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have new buses. This is something that we want to talk about, the attraction itself. Outside of the fact that you're celebrating 50 years and the big event on the 30th, let's talk about other things, like if somebody can't make that for some particular reason, what's happening when friends are visiting or they're looking at, hey, let's do something with the family, or let's do something unique that we haven't done before. Why shouldn't we do the caverns? Well, now you've got new buses, some other things that you want to share with us about the upgrades.
We have several different items going on. We have a gemstone sluice area where people, if you guys are rock hounds, come out and sluice for gemstones. We have a very unique gift store, some rare items, and unlike a lot of people, we do not gouge people on prices. We're actually moderately priced, so it's a very unique gift store. It can be physically demanding as far as the tour is concerned, because we do have about 650 stairs inside the cave.
Wow.
But we take it in a very moderate pace, so that way everybody can enjoy it. And if you can't make that, that's why we came up with the Lake Shasta Dinner Cruises, because at least you can still see a part of the lake, a portion of the beauty that we mm-hmm. can see every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a two-hour cruise on the lake, buffet-style menu. It's fantastic. Of course, the buses. I started there in 2001 as the mechanic straight out of the Air Force. And I remember coming into the gift store one time and seeing a bumper sticker that said, "I survived the bus ride at Lake Shasta Caverns." I promptly picked that sticker up, walked over to the general manager and said, "If you want me to work on these buses, you are not going to sell this sticker." They ended up moving the sticker. A few years later, I did get the new buses. So we are operating. We have this newfangled technology called heating and air conditioning. It's fabulous.
I love it.
With that being said, that is one of the biggest comments that we get from local people. Oh, I remember the bus ride. Well, I've become very strict on our bus drivers. selection of the bus drivers, some of our rules on bus driving, and we really implement the comfortability of the guests. And they've done a really good job at it so far.
So hours of operation and days?
We operate 7 days a week. This is another thing that a lot of people don't know. We are open year-round.
Oh, really?
Exactly. The only 2 days we're closed are Thanksgiving and Christmas. Of course, if they shut down Interstate 5 because of snow, we're not going to be open. But right. other than that, yes, we're open every day of the year. Our schedule does change, but starting as of last Saturday, we are running.
And with that, we've run out of time.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Well, Matt, okay, it's the 30th. On May 30th, you're celebrating 50 years.
That's correct. May 30th.
Well, have you come back. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back. KCNR.
And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
National Cemetery at this hour for a Memorial Day observance.
The president will participate in a somber wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Then he'll deliver Memorial Day remarks to an audience in the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater. Mr. Obama returned to Washington just 4 hours ago following his surprise visit to U.S. troops serving in Afghanistan.
As White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, the Obama administration's decision to allow more veterans to get the care they need at private hospitals could take some pressure off those backlogged VA facilities. Republican Senator John Thune telling Face the Nation yesterday that the veterans deserve the best care they can get.
This is a real tragedy. These are the people with whom we have a sacred trust, and that's been betrayed, and we need to make sure that it's fixed.
Lawmakers from both parties have pressed for a policy change as the VA confronts allegations about treatment delays and falsified records at VA centers around the country. Egyptians choosing a new president in an election that comes nearly a year after the military's ouster of the nation's first freely elected president. Mario David, the head of the EU's observer mission in Egypt, says the voting is going well in Cairo.
We see that the queues are very long, people are queuing for participate in the elections, and I think this is a sign of vitality, is a sign of democracy.
The man who removed Islamist Mohamed Morsi, retired military chief Field Marshal Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, is practically assured of a victory. Meanwhile, international observers declaring Ukraine's presidential election over the weekend genuine.
I would like to congratulate the Ukrainian people for this highly extraordinary quality of these elections.
That's international observer Andreas Gross, who said the vote was a great success and that Ukrainians should be proud. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Lumber Liquidators just bought millions of square feet of overstocked, top-quality flooring directly from the mills for their overstocked flooring sale going on now. I'm talking gorgeous, pre-finished hardwood for an unheard of 89 cents a square foot. Their thickest and best Brazilian cherry laminate at 99 cents a square foot. Even all Morningstar bamboo is on sale. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now to find the store nearest you. They've got 20 months special financing available. But hurry, because the overstocked flooring sale ends Tuesday, May 20th.
More than 36 million drivers were expected to hit U.S. roads over the Memorial Day weekend, but Congress is stuck in neutral when it comes to renewing federal transportation dollars.
The Department of Transportation's Highway Trust Fund has been projected to run out of money as early as August without congressional action. The source of funding for road and transit projects is the federal gas tax. Presently, the tax is 18.4 cents a gallon, and that tax has not been increased since 1993. The Senate has begun working on a bill that would extend the tax. It would provide $265 billion for road and transit projects over the next 6 years.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon. Rescue teams resuming the search for three residents reported missing after a large mudslide in western Colorado. The slide hit a remote area near the town of Colbrun, about 40 miles east of Grand Junction, Colorado. It is unknown whether the men were in the area at the time of yesterday's slide. Their whereabouts remains unknown. The slide said to be 4 miles long, 2 miles wide. This is SRN News. It's no secret that our country's national debt is skyrocketing, but personal debt, including abuse of credit cards and failure to budget properly, is also overwhelming many Americans. Rachel Cruz, daughter of financial commentator Dave Ramsey, says it's time to start training the next generation of Americans to be smarter about handling money.
Picking out a branded cereal versus the off-brand cereal. You know, explain to them what you're doing. I mean, I remember my mom pulling out two $100 bills at the grocery store, and I was probably 6 years old, and looking and thinking, it takes $200 to feed us? And that visual is stuck with me. So just find these little teachable moments. It's just in the ebb and flow of life, so just find those moments, and that's a great place to start.
Cruz adds that most children can understand common sense money management if their parents model it for them. She's co-author of the book Smart Money, Smart Kids, which recently hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 in the morning on Memorial Day. You know what? We didn't play any Memorial Day music. Play something while I'm talking here. Okay, buddy? Like I said, 8:06 in the morning, Memorial Day, May the 26th, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. It's a holiday for a lot of people, for the state government, for banks, for the record searchlight, for trash, if you took your trash out like I did, because I don't believe in holidays. But I will believe it tomorrow when the smell of hopefully a cat doesn't drag the garbage around the street. Anyway, today, Memorial Day, this is when we remember those who have fallen. This isn't Veterans Day. We remember all veterans. This is Memorial Day. Started back during the Civil War, and it's had different names and throughout our history of our country, but it's to honor those who have fallen in the defense of this country. And so today, you know, thank you so much of our veterans, but then it's time to go to head to our national cemeteries, head to our cemeteries, and pay that final tribute to those who gave their lives for this country. Okay, today, good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
You know what?
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you for your service there, Bob. Today, it's mostly sunny with a high near 93. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 55. Tuesday, mostly clear with a low around 52. A high near 83. So it's going to cool off a little bit. Slight chance of showers on Saturday night and Sunday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 84. That's the end of the week here. And the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Discounts for veterans, yes, and seniors, locally owned, family operated. The Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, our guest today, we've had a lot going on today. We never really had a chance to talk about the Santa Barbara shooting. Maybe we can get to that at some point today. But let's go to the phones first. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl, and thank you so much for your service, pal. You and Bob both.
Well, you know what, Terry? I know you appreciate that, and we appreciate everything you do. And, you know, it's an honor to serve this country.
And Linda, darling, thank you for putting up with those two every morning.
Linda, darling's outside talking to another guest right now, but she'll be in here in a second. Okay. Hey, Terry, happy Memorial Day to you, too. I know that you honor veterans.
Totally. And we're going to have a little bit of that tonight at the Tea Party. We're going to have a kind of a potluck. Sal and I cooked up almost 100 hamburgers and 50 hot dogs last night. We've got them ready to roll. We'll be having a potluck out there in 2570 Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church starting at 5 o'clock tonight, 5 o'clock rather than 6. And we're going to have a special guest in a young man named J.D. King, who produced the movie Crying Wolf. His new movie, Blue, we're going to show, and J.D. King is going to be there.
Okay, that's good. So the Crying Wolf is obviously about the endangered wolf species we have?
Yeah, right. Well, that was his first movie. This one, Blue, that we're going to show tonight is a new one he's doing on The Environmentalist, what's going on with CARB and all these other insane things that the environmentalists are doing to it.
I tell you what, you know, we're just talking about Jay the yellow cab driver. You know, gas is over $4 a gallon. You know, carne asada $6 a pound.
Well,
you know when has the carne asada ever been $6 a pound?
You're right, buddy. It's insane what California is doing. We're losing businesses. We're going to have that 17-cent hike on gas.
Oh,
I mean,
it would lucky if it's 17. They said it could go up way beyond that.
Yes, you're right. And it's just absolutely crazy. I mean, they have a measure that's going to be on the ballot for Tehama County, and that's going to be Measure A. And we suggest people vote yes so Tehama County, as many other counties, can get a place at the table when we start looking at splitting into the state. And according to even some people out of Washington, D.C., it's now becoming a little more viable. It'd be nice if we got a little more accurate coverage on the facts here, but that probably will come.
Yeah, right. you can hear. Well, you get accuracy from KCNR, but
we
I'm not
do.
Because. Well, and the other thing too is that we're all homegrown here. This is what you know. We're so proud of our shows, and they're coming in here and talking about what's happening up here in the North State and things that are national level but affect us right here. Anyway, okay, tonight starts at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 Bonneview Road. Come hungry, we'll have food.
All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Sure.
Okay. I've already done the weather. You know what? On a Monday, on a Memorial Day, which is a holiday, we've got people cycling through here and fast. And, you know, so today we have with us as our guest, Reading City Councilman and also running for re-election. Unless he's changed his mind, we'll find out. Patrick Jones. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Good
Hi.
Morning, Bob. Thank you guys for having
How
me
How
are
you feeling today?
Well, today is a great day. You know, it's a very special day on Memorial Day. So, you know, it's tough to talk about oneself today when we have so many of our fallen heroes that we will pay tribute to today, later on today. Carl, I know you'll be emceeing, and Anderson, I'll be emceeing here in Reading at Reading Memorial Park at 11.
Okay.
And so I'm excited about that. It's a great opportunity to say thank you for all those that have given so much so that we can do the things that we do.
Well, you know, sometimes people forget that you know, what it's about today, because it's kind of like, the, you know, the quote, beginning of summer. Record Searchlight had a nice editorial today. I know you don't read it. But I do. And the editorial was something to that effect, is that, you know, as the veterans, the World War II veterans are dying out so fast, and the Korean, and then, you know, as much as I hate to say it, Vietnam War veterans are next. But then we have so many have from the War on Terror and from Iraq and Afghanistan, these young men. And seeing that movie yesterday, Corn Gall, was just, it kind of drives it home that these young men, their job was killing, it affected them. It affected every one of them in one way or the other. In some ways, it was the fact, were they doing the right thing? But they all agreed on one thing: their band of brothers, the friends they made. This one young man, a black soldier, said, he says, there's only 2% of us in this unit that are black. He says, there's five. I can name them. And he names all five of them, including the first sergeant. He says, I don't know. He says, maybe it's because black guys don't like to jump out of airplanes. He says, maybe because we're just, you know, we're the grunts. But he said, you know what? You know, a lot of things are said. He says, 98% of them are just, we're all joking with each other. But there's some, he says, I know. And he said, they don't say it out loud. He says, but I know they don't like me. He says, but there isn't one of them that wouldn't have me with them in a firefight. It was very dramatic. And you know what? I think he's right. People have their prejudices when they come into the military. But you know what? If a unit trains right, there's no color in a firefight. There's either you're either a dark green, a light green, or dark green or light green. That's it in a firefight. And they never turn their backs on each other. It was good to hear that. Anyway, Memorial Day, it means a lot to me, Tim. Okay, Patrick, but you're here to talk about another fight, but let's take a quick break here before we start so then we can talk without interruption. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's Memorial Day, my friends. Time to think, time to pay a little homage to those who died in defense of our country and our way of life. We'll be right back.
It's Fairlicious at the Shasta District Fair, opening Wednesday, June 11th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park KRCR TV Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under, special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands, and FMX riders in the grandstand. Be sure to catch the free prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday is Senior Day with free admittance 62 and over, with the Doo-Wah riders performing in the grandstand. Friday, Country Music's Chris Gardner Band performs in the grandstand, and Saturday it's auto racing and the legalized road rage of the annual Destruction Derby, plus hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 10th. The Shasta District Fair, opening June 11th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional, or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It's Memorial Day. 8:15 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Home Helpers, caring for Reading area families since 2004. It's their 10th anniversary this week. In fact, they're having their party Wednesday. All caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. Call for a free home consultation. Now, Sharon will go to your home, look at each situation, and tell you and give you her best advice on how to take care of your loved ones, whether it's your parents or your kids or whatever. Check out ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call, 226-8350.
It is currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. It looks like we're going to have a mostly sunny day with temperatures around 93. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 55. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We are excited about having our good friend and guest here today, Mr. PJ.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
Patrick Jones. And you're going to be emceeing. I know you're sitting there thinking, oh, you know, emceeing this event today. You're going to be fabulous.
Well, you know, it's it really is a rare opportunity to thank the soldiers that have fallen. And what can you say to their families? You know, and, you know, just in Iraq and Afghanistan war, we've had almost 7,000 men and women, U.S. servicemen killed in the line of duty. And, you know, that pain will go on for those families pretty much forever. They paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we can do what we do. You know, I'm very thankful for you guys doing what you do on the radio. And I get the opportunity to be a Reading City Councilman, which I could never do without these fallen heroes. So it's a... it's a great day. It's a very special day. It's a bit somber, but you know, we take pride in the freedoms that we have, and so today is all about remembering. And so, on that count, you know, I'm excited about this year and this election year. You know, it's going to be a fun year in that I think this election will really be driven by the issues, and I think if we stay on track and talk about the issues and differences. I think that will connect with voters, and for a lot of us like myself that have been around, we have a pretty clear vision now of where we want to take this city, and that's what I'd like to talk to.
Well, you know what, this is one of the things I've talked about now, because frankly, I think we've been stuck in the doldrums for years. I want every candidate, and I'll start with you. And because everyone's going to get the same question, I want your vision for the next 5 years. Is if you're elected to one to lead us, what's your vision for the next 5 years? Immediate, you know, and frankly, we need specifics now because everybody wants to end world hunger. If that makes sense.
Well, and it's true. And politicians can say anything they want. And the reality is.
And we've seen that. And I tell you what, I will start pointing that one out too. Right. People will tell me one thing on a break. And they don't do it, you know, on the and then they'll say something on the air, and then it never happens. And I tell you, as people come in here, we're going to talk to them about that.
You know, and you're absolutely right. You know, you got to hold these elected officials accountable, and any candidate. You know, it's going to be tough for the candidates because if they have not been doing their homework, do they really know the issues that face our city? And, you know, for me, it's coming up to my 8th year. I truly didn't want to run again, Carl. I've served 8 years. I've been very proud
to do
so. You
said that to people. I don't want to – I only want to serve 2 terms.
And I really – that's – that to me was my contribution. And I have had a ton of people come forward encouraging me to run. And because I've been in a minority position most of the time on council, there is a lot of work to be done. And, in fact, my vision – for moving Reading forward, and the slogan I'm going to be using is called Build Reading. And the city doesn't create anything, Carl. We do not create jobs. We do not build industry. We have no ability to do those
Government
things.
Does not create jobs.
Government does not.
But, it inhibits jobs.
But we stand in the way of that progress here in the city of Reading. And that's been my goal for a long time now. That will be my continued and renewed desire to move this city forward and to get bureaucrats out of the way, reduce impact fees, and get these people to work. Let the private sector do what they do best. Get government out of the way. We've seen it time and time again. Here's a small example, but a very important example of too much control at City Hall. We had a developer that wanted to build twin condominiums off of Hempstead Drive. It was a $163 million project that he had financing for.
And this was going to be Hempstead Drive, which in case you don't know where that is, it's up past – it's up overlooking on the bluffs overlooking
right,
the river.
Behind Lithia.
Yeah, behind Lithia, up on the bluffs overlooking the river.
We would have
right?
had – that's correct. And we would have had a $163 million influx of money and people working in the city of Reading at that time. And council turned that down 4-1. I was the only council member – that saw value in that, great value in that. We have got to quit telling developers where and how they're going to develop because we want that control. We have got to get out of the way and let these entrepreneurs do what they do, and we will have the most vibrant city.
But don't you agree, though, there has to be a planning in this? I mean, you can't just put it willy-nilly out there.
Again, the control at City Hall, there should be some. But to the extent that we have today, it's too overbearing, and it's pushing our businesses away at an all-time rate.
Okay, that was one example. I heard of that. You know, I've heard that one before.
There are many others, Carl. I can't tell you how many times a project that has been completed here in Reading, whereas the owner and the project manager has come to me and said, you know, we did 12 of these in the state of California this year, and your city was the worst to work with. That really disappoints me, but I hear it all the time. When I talked to our city manager about such events, the management's idea and their response is, well, we don't hear that very often. Well, I hear it a lot. And people, I guess, are coming and seeking me out and letting me know those things. But those are real things. And we should have open arms to anyone that wants to come and build here and help them become successful. Because the reality is, when they're successful, Carl, then the city's successful.
Oh, absolutely. Now, but how are you going to do this? You've been here 8 years. And how are you going to – what's the change? How are you going to do that? Because everybody's going to say the same thing. I think everybody would like to hear, well, how can you change that? It's been so entrenched. And Kurt Starman was just given a vote of approval by the city council. He did not take his raise, by the way.
I happen to have been there, Carl, yeah, so I didn't know all that.
So, yeah, but there may have been people that didn't and weren't there. But he was given a vote of approval. So what's going to change now to have them be more responsive to business?
Carl, nothing's going to change unless we elect the right people to the job. Now, I'm only one council member, and there are five people on that board that control the destiny of our city. And right now, I'm in a minority position. And, you know, I'm very firm. Most people know exactly where I stand. I don't think there's any doubts. And
not too many doubts where you're coming from there, Patrick.
You know, and I grew up in the private sector. I've worked in a small business my entire life. I work in that same small business today. And I know what it's like to grow up and have a small business here in Reading. It is very tough. And there is a disconnect between the private sector and City Hall. You know, for the bureaucrats at City Hall, and there's some good people there, don't get me wrong. I really believe we have some excellent city employees, and I know you know that too.
You'll never hear me say anything about the city employees.
And
I mean bad.
You know, we have some really good people. But my goal and my vision is to have enough council members that the public will elect people that have the same type of vision so we can move the city forward. Let's reduce these impact fees. And that's just one area, but, you know, we did that. We had a test last year where we did that, where we reduced impact fees by one-third. And we got more business in that short time period. We had 100 permits pulled. That was the quick policy change that we did.
I remember that.
That put people to work. That had an influx of money and capital into our town. And, you know, when those roofers aren't roofing and the sheetrockers aren't putting up sheetrock and the concrete guys aren't pouring concrete, this city suffers. It's driven heavily by that construction trade. And
they go someplace else.
And they have to.
They have to. And we've had, you know, some of our listeners are working in the construction trade, and they leave on Sunday nights. And when they come back, they come back and tell us, hey, we're down south working because we can't get a job here.
When an entrepreneur comes to City Hall and staff grabs a hold of that individual, and if they don't get the feeling that this government is willing to work with them, there are many others that will. It's very competitive, and we need to have a culture change at City Hall with new goals in that how are we going to make you successful? What can we do to help you? And the reality is to drop those fees. I watched those fees, and I've been, you know, hanging out at City Hall now since 2002. I've made every meeting. That was a lot of meetings since 2002. And I watched impact fees double and then double again, essentially quadrupling based on future growth projections that never came. They need to be readjusted downward. And when we do that, we will put a lot of people to work. And again, it's not the city putting people to work. It's those private entrepreneurs that finance it and put people to work. That's my vision.
We have somebody that just made a comment that for 50 years, builders have been having problems with the city, and it's never been fixed. For 50 years. And another comment is maybe we need to have capitalists, you know, people who own businesses on the city council. I mean, I don't know now. I don't know about Gary, and I don't know if Missy's ever owned a business. I know she's worked. And I mean, this is not an indictment against people having their own businesses, but how many people are on the city council that have run businesses that have signed paychecks, they've gone without paychecks because, you know, they're paying their people, they've had to, you know, deal with all these onerous, you know, fees and impact fees and taxes. You know, do you think that makes a difference?
I think it really does. I think growing up in Reading gives me a distinct advantage. Working in small businesses and those struggles that we have, and you know about those struggles, Carl. But the lifeblood of any city is the small businesses. And so I think it is important to have that representation on council. I'm not opposed to having different views. I think it's healthy, in fact. Some would say that, you know, when we have a vote that's 3-2 this way or a vote that's 4-1, that's not dysfunction necessarily. It's different views from different segments of the community being represented. I would say this, that if you saw, like I did for many years, 5-0 votes after 5-0 votes, that is not indicative of the community in which we live.
No.
There are differing views
there
and
are.
Ideas.
And when you get 5-0 votes, a lot of times you end up getting you end up getting huge raises for certain groups of people and money taken away from others. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones. Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. The first day, and okay, now Martin at Alliance Heating and Air is offering this. The first day it is officially 100 degrees in Reading, you give him a call at 221-2642, and Martin will donate $100 to your favorite charity. But it's got to be officially 100 degrees because I tell you what, he's going to be busy because all makes, all models, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service from Alliance Heating and Air. These guys are great. We use them. Bad Bob uses them. Never had a complaint here. Give them a call again, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones, Carl and Linda Bott. Give us a call. It is 8:30 in the morning, 71 degrees on Memorial Day.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey folks, Nate Abarea here for the Shasta Athletic Club on Park Marina Drive in Redding. It's the spot for all my fitness needs, weights, Pilates, yoga, basketball, racquetball, swimming. They got it all. They are also a proud sponsor of the NorCal Sports Show, which you can hear every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460. Stop by the Shasta Athletic Club today, get your membership going, get healthy, get fit, and support local sports all at once.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning, and is your boat being rocked? 8:34 in the morning. It's the 26th. It's Memorial Day. And yes, it is a somber day. It is a day that we also remember. We remember. And I wanted to also remind you today of the special events that are going on at 11 o'clock. Their Veterans of Foreign Wars event is happening. That's today, folks. That's in the city of Anderson. And then at Reading Memorial Park.
At the cemetery at 11 o'clock.
Yes, and also at 11 o'clock at the cemetery off Continental Street. Reading Memorial Park is also having an event today. And Burney Cemetery today at 11 a.m., that's on Mountain View Drive. Northern California Veterans Cemetery Program tonight, 5:55 p.m., that's happening at IGO. And then, of course, this Friday, we'll make those announcements about that. We just want to make sure that you have all the places that are having events today. It's currently 71 degrees in the downtown studios at 8:35, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 93. That will be our highs, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 55. The weather's to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, and a shout out to D.C. Veteran also, and 2463 Athens. So Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. They have discounts for veterans and seniors at Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold there. Great haircuts. Great prices. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Super place. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest is Redding City Councilman Patrick Jones, coming in on Memorial Day here. Patrick is running for re-election and is this November. So I guess everybody runs in November?
That's correct. It's a general election. So we're not on the June primary schedule election cycle like the Board of Supervisors would be. Mm-hmm. So we are in November. You know, okay. Carl, for me, sitting on council, you know, I'm not afraid to stand alone. I've had certainly plenty of 4-to-1 votes. I'm going to stand firm to what I believe in and what my vision is. And no matter how the vote's going to swing, I'm always going to vote my conscience and try to do what's right for the city of Reading. A recent example of that is a situation where we had McConnell Foundation, the city of Reading, and a Glynn County Water District. Where the city of Reading kind of acted as a water broker between McConnell Foundation and Glynn County. Now, that moved forward on a 4-to-1.
Is that illegal?
I think it's fundamentally wrong. I'm not sure if it's illegal or not. It should be. But water is extremely valuable for us this year. We're going to have major restrictions, and it can be moving forward like this if we continue to see these trends. There's no reason to be selling our water out of county when we need it here. The fact of the matter is McConnell Foundation could have chosen to sell that water to their own neighbors, which is Bella Vista Water District, but instead made a contract with Glynn County. Now, I have nothing against Glynn County. They're hurting for water as well, so I don't disapprove of them trying to acquire water, which they did. But I am disappointed with council for essentially funneling that water through the city of Reading, so no penalty was applied to the McConnell Foundation or to the water district in Glynn County. But we were a part of that. Essentially, the city of Reading purchased water from McConnell, and then we sold it to Glynn County, putting the wishes of McConnell Foundation above our own residents and our own city taxpayers and ratepayers. Now, Bella Vista Water District is a pretty good-sized water district, but at least 2,700 of those district users are City of Reading residents, and our allegiance is to them, not to Glynn County. Now, that passed 4-to-1.
Well, why didn't – but the city could – if the city – well, McConnell doesn't care where they sell their water. Does it?
Well,
I mean, why didn't we sell it? Why didn't we, if the city bought the water, right?
Correct.
Why didn't the city sell it to Bella Vista?
And that's what was asked, and that's what I...
What was the answer?
They had already had this contract with Glynn County, and that's not enough of an answer. But
Who already had the contract?
The city of Reading simply said, hey, this was a contract between McConnell and Glynn County, and we were just helping them out. Plus, we'd get $119,000 kickback. I don't believe
it. A pass-through fee?
Correct. We would get a little money. The reality here, though, is that we have our own City of Reading residents that are going to be penalized heavily, and they're going to be short on water.
They're already getting $600 penalties for using water over there. I mean, they're it's starting to look like their electric bills.
But we had a part in that, and we should have never done that, Carl. And that was a 4-1. I stood alone on that. And I will do that again and again if necessary. And I'm not going to stop talking about that issue where we help facilitate a water transfer out of the county. That is just fundamentally wrong.
Okay, let's go to the phones. BC, good morning. Do you have a comment?
Good morning, Carl and Patrick. Yeah, I do. I just want Patrick to brush over where the City of Reading is at right now in their unfunded pension and retirement packages, because I hear lots of conflicting stories, and I'll take it off the air. Thank you.
Thanks, BC.
Thank you. Well, it is a serious issue right now. For retirement benefits for the City of Reading, we're around, if I'm not mistaken, close to $170 million unfunded. In post-retirement health care, that's a situation where after you retire, we pay 50% of your health care premium. We're unfunded there around $125 million. And then we have almost about $300 million in just sheer physical construction debt. These are serious issues. These numbers are not decreasing. They're growing. We have to make those changes today. We can do that, Carl, through negotiations and start getting essentially some of those pensions paid. It is the big issue right now in California. And as you know, in California, with CalPERS and for us as well, CalPARS, that money gets pooled and invested, but the city employees are guaranteed a 7.5% rate of return. And many times they hit that rate of return, but when they don't, those cities and those counties have to fund that. And we've had to do that, and it's really taken millions of dollars out of our general fund.
It's going to get worse, too, from what I understand. Aren't they coming back again for some more?
There are new ideas about how long people live after retirement, and the pension numbers are going to change again. So this is a big deal. And you know, me and Gary Cadd, Councilmember Cadd, and myself, we've been talking about these issues every chance we get. We have to make those adjustments today and make these tough decisions. Now, this is going to be tough labor negotiations. These aren't easy things. Now, I've been criticized for being the council member that says no a lot. But when you're looking at this amount of debt, how can you say yes?
Well, but is this going to be for future future people that sign up, or is this going to be you're going to go back to unions now and say we want you to pay more now?
That's pretty much what we're going to have to do. You know, until revenues come in greater to be able to handle it, we're going to have our city employees pitch in and pay more of their retirement costs. And keep in mind, Carl, for a 30-year period, the city taxpayers paid 100% of the retirement. And of course, those would argue, hey, we gave up a pay raise back 30 years ago to cover that cost. And that's true. But then as the pay and as these costs increase, today we're in quite a situation. And these issues were hard fought back in 2010. We still haven't completely dealt with them. And moving forward, now, will it be the issue of the campaign? Time will tell as we move forward. Filing doesn't really start until July, so we'll have
like 89 people. I've heard different names coming in and out of this. Of course, Brent Weaver. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, he's jumped right in there. Kristen Schrader.
Yes.
Francie says she's running.
Yes.
The unions are taking a different look at things this year, it looks like.
Well, you know, they're very interested. You know, we have different unions in town, and we have different public unions. Employees, and we have private sector unions, and they're looking at those votes. They are doing what I believe they should do and look at how council members voted and who did they pay their allegiance to. For me, it's the City of Reading residents, not city staff, not unions, but to the residents themselves. And I always think about that every time I make a decision. Who do I represent? You know, and we represent 90,000 people that live in our great city, and I try to remind myself that every time we take a vote. Now, keep in mind, for those of you that have watched council meetings and have taken the time to go to those meetings, and we do appreciate that, you know, I don't disagree with city staff on all issues. It might seem that away from the paper, but the reality is I agree most of the time at about 80%. Most things are fairly mundane and routine and boilerplate, if you will. But on certainly some high-profile issues, I do differ, and I will fight for those issues for who I represent, which is all citizens at large.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And I, you know what? They have some great deals going down there right now. The H. Upton, the banker – seems to be a huge success going on down there. They have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And for Father's Day, they are offering this is for a purchase of a Zippo lighter or humidor. You can get into a drawing for a Zippo men's watch. And, of course, the new business located right next door to Tobacco and Brew is an antiques and collectible store. You need to go down and take a look at that when you're down there. You know, Tobacco and Brew discounts for our veterans. Veterans are always treated with great respect at Tobacco and Brew. Of course, Espresso Joe's, hot drinks, cold drinks, everything at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
Wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? Well, ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families. Lives going from bad to worse. Nowhere to turn. No one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed, and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives and opens the door to a brighter future.
We've all become familiar with the lack of representation from our federal and state government, but shouldn't it be different with our local officials?
Hi, I'm Butch Schaefer, running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 5. If you're frustrated with the lack of response and representation from your local government official, with your vote, I will change that. I will work to streamline county fees to make new jobs available through small businesses, not more government, and increase safety through law enforcement and fire protection.
Hi, this is retired Shasta County Supervisor Trish Clark. It is time that Shasta County and the 5th District have a representative that remembers who they work for, puts the interests and safety of their constituents first, makes it clear that Shasta County is open for business and will help businesses create jobs. That person is Butch Schaefer. Please join me in casting your vote on June 3rd for Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
I'm Butch Schaefer, a man of the people, asking for your vote for Supervisor District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and maybe the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR, 1460, Memorial Day here, 2014. It's going to be 92 today, so hydrate, sunblock, come out to the events.
Don't leave your... Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, just, you know, today is about remembering those who served and those who have Memorial Day. We'll be at several cemeteries. All cemeteries in Reading will have events this morning at 11 o'clock. Patrick, you're speaking at the Reading. What's it called?
Reading Memorial Park at 11 o'clock.
Okay, and then Carl will be down in Anderson.
We'll be in Anderson at 11 o'clock, and then, of course, the big one up in Igo at 5:55 today. And then Friday at the Veterans Grove down by the Civic Auditorium will be another, I believe that's at noon. We'll have another event, and we'll get the time before that.
Leave your pets at home, will you? Just think about that. I know some people have separation anxiety with their dogs, but, you know, please do not leave your dogs in the car. And it's very uncomfortable for some people to have. I mean, I know we have some friends that have the pets where they carry them in the little pouch in front of them because they're service dogs. But I mean, a lot of people will bring their dogs out and they don't realize that it's really hard on the dogs to do that.
You'll kill them in a 93-degree temperature, putting them in there, and children. Hey, Abu, yeah, I got your personal message. Thank you so much for that, for those kind words. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. They have a big sale going on down there. If you can't find a car, truck, or SUV, either new or previously owned, down at Reading Crown Motors at 555 Cypress Avenue, you're not trying, and you're not letting them sell you that, because they're going to make a deal like you can't believe on this weekend. Reading Crown Motors, give them a call, 223-2177. Outstanding service department, outstanding people down there.
Okay, our guest this morning is Patrick Jones. We have 10 minutes left before we finish this this portion of our live show. You know, and Patrick, I just want to ask you straight out so you can just tell the people who are listening this morning, where are you coming from?
Where am I coming from?
Yeah, where are you coming from?
Well, right here from Reading. You know, I grew up here in Reading, and, you know, growing up in a small business, working hard, you know, it gives me a perspective of kind of the working class person. And so that's where I come from. Those are my thoughts. That's what I do. That's what I have been doing. That's what I'll do my entire life. And I want to see local government act in that manner, be responsible to the needs of our citizens. I see a city that if it's not growing, it's dying. Just like any small business, when you're growing, you're doing well and you can plan for the future. And we have great potential here, but we're not fully utilizing it because too much control exists at City Hall. We need to get that changed. It's an entire culture change at City Hall. And it's an overhaul of the way we do business today. And it can be done. Unfortunately, I cannot do it alone. It takes three votes. At City Hall, everything takes three votes to get a process moving forward. Most people know today that I'm on the losing side of many 3-2 votes, not being able to put my vision and my agenda forward. I want to see people working. When people are working, they're happy, they're productive, they're growing our city, and we have a future. Without that growth, it stifles. And the reality is, what happens inside the city of Reading, and when our citizens are successful, so is the county, and then so is the state. And that is how we're going to change our country, is city by city. And, you know, we're all very passionate about Reading. Whether you've moved here recently, I moved here. I grew up here, but I came here in 1969 from the Los Angeles area when I was 1 year old. And so I came here, too. I came here. My parents brought us here for a better way of life. And it is. And we're very lucky to be here in Northern California. We have some things that a lot of people would really like to have. But that type of control at City Hall must change. And I believe I have the knowledge now after 8 years. It is so difficult to learn all the different processes that we have at City Hall, everything from garbage, police, fire, all those issues, labor negotiations. It takes a long time to understand where we're at, what we're doing. And I really believe that my job, besides setting policy, is to have a vision for the city and then move forward with it when I can with the appropriate number of votes. And I think we're almost there. And I get feedback from the public today that they're ready for a change at City Hall. They're ready to get people back to work. We just need to get out of the way, Carl.
So, okay, so you would I guess, if you made it into a very succinct, your vision for change in our community is to get City Hall off your back, to revamp the way we do business there.
It's basically the fundamentals of city government. Do not do things that we do not have any business being in. Stillwater Business Park is a great example of the city of Redding trying to do a development project. It's a dismal failure. It's a $27 million dismal failure because they have no business in that. They do not. That is not the role of government.
But it's there.
It's there, but it's not the role. And it'll be a good example of what not to do. And I'll talk about it often because we should not forget those things that go wrong. We have a fundamental responsibility, and we're failing in that. We're failing to have streets that are adequate. We're failing to have police and fire that are properly staffed. And we have to be tough negotiators. We can have better staffing in these areas, but we have got to focus in on the fundamentals of government and leave all other things to the private sector.
The Chamber of Commerce came up and said that a lot of the business – well, 20% of the businesses that responded to their survey said they'd be up for a 1.5% sales tax if it went for public safety, which – is impossible unless you get a two-thirds vote that, you know, to raise the tax. But would you be amenable to raising taxes?
No. I can tell you for sure that we have enough tax revenue today to run this city better, more efficiently, with better staffing. We do not need to tax the public more. We need to spend our money wisely, which today we're not doing. And that is a theme, really, that plays out in every city in America and in Washington, D.C. When you have a problem, tax the public some more. We'll fix the problem. And it won't, because we don't have a revenue issue. We have a spending problem here in the city of Reading. And I have some real plans to improve that. And part of it is very tough labor negotiations where we have to live within our means. Give you a good example, and I don't want to pick on the firefighters, but I will. The average cost of a firefighter today in pay and benefits is $15,200 a month. Now, that stifles my ability to have those stations properly manned when we let it get that far out of whack. We can do better, but we've got to be tougher in those labor negotiations. We've got to do better for our residents.
90%, I think 88 to 90% of all their calls are medical and not fires. Is there a way to take care of that so that you can kind of get that back into balance?
Absolutely. That's a policy decision that comes right from City Hall. And if we have three like-minded council members, we can change the way we do business, reduce those costs.
Okay, I'm going to start calling this I'm starting to call this a firefight right here at the end. I'm going to ask a bunch of questions. And I'm going to start with you, Patrick, but every way it's going to be is like this. Are you willing to have the city staff, to present to the city staff a piece of paper that they sign saying that they are there to help people? And they kind of delineate that out, saying, yes, I will help people as they come in and to revamp the way they do it, have somebody in charge of things so they don't have to go back and forth 100 times.
Absolutely. And it's really just it's a change, a culture change that needs to occur at City Hall. And I am very much up for that. There's no question that needs to change today, right now. Let's get people busy. Let's say yes. How can we get you to be successful?
The first words out of their mouth should be yes.
Yes. How can we help you become successful? Because, again, Carl, when you're successful, the city's successful. There is no other way. But I tell you, but for a city bureaucrat that's going to get his paycheck at the end of the week, no matter if you're successful or not, that is an issue that we must change. We must make it so that we have a sense of urgency, that we have a sense of responsibility. To get people working by getting out of the way.
Would you support a bonus system for people that have shown that they are doing head and shoulders above other people?
Maybe.
I'm just asking. I just thought of that because if somebody's really trying to help, wouldn't it be great to be able to recognize them in some way besides with a little piece of paper? Because people, let's face it, you know, that something extra coming in. I'm not talking about thousands of dollars, but maybe something that comes into their out of a bonus fund that says, look, these workers really helped people and it brought revenue into our city, as opposed to people that are just sitting there on their butts.
I would be willing to look at it, Carl, but the reality to me is that when you have a job and you work on behalf of the citizens, when you're a public servant and you work for and you work with taxpayers' dollars, that's our job. That's our job. I don't know if I want to reward people necessarily for simply doing your job. I want to thank them when they do the job well, absolutely. But, we pay and we have good benefits, so much to the point that we
That's
maybe
true.
Can't afford them. But that is the pay for doing a good job, and that those pay and benefits are good and have a good living wage here in the city of Reading. I guess what I'd like to say is that it's a policy. It's a policy decision, and it has to be implemented.
Okay. Are you willing to debate everybody?
Absolutely. Anytime.
On the show?
On the show, off the show, anywhere.
We want to set up once everybody signs up and we know for sure where they're going to do it at. We want to have we'll do it just like we did before. We'll put it in a larger venue, give everybody a microphone, and we'll just have a debate for 2 hours that people know who our people are. Last thing is somebody said, is it possible for you to arrange a large venue for a gun education presentation, inviting other gun shop owners, Leos, and blah blah, to offer their opinions to educate the public?
Absolutely. You know, I'm not opposed to having essentially a town hall meeting on gun issues. It's not exactly in the role of city government, but I would certainly help.
Okay. Patrick Jones, thank you for coming in here. I think you've kind of delineated your vision. I can see where you're focusing on and how this would help. And there's going to be other things going on in the future as we bring other people in here. Linda. Memorial Day. You and I are heading out to Anderson to the cemetery right now, almost, because the services start at 11. Everybody,
thanks, Bob Belongi.
Please go. Please.
Thank you, Patrick Jones.
Thank you, guys.
Please go to these. Please go to services today. Back
down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center,
top cardiovascular hospital in the nation. Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Memorial Day 2014.
Order! Right shoulder!
At Arlington National Cemetery, where President Obama has laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns, and later he delivered a speech on hallowed ground he describes as
this holy space, Arlington National Cemetery.
The president's just back from an unannounced visit with American troops in Afghanistan. The executive director of the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America says his membership is outraged by the scandal that's engulfed the VA healthcare system.
They've lost faith in the VA, in the Secretary Shinseki, and in the president. He's got to work very hard in the next few days to regain that trust and faith for the millions of veterans who depend on the VA.
Paul Rykoff on NBC's Today Show. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukraine's new president-elect is vowing to negotiate an